Another day, another bailout.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. GMAC started out as the financing arm of General Motors. It's gone through a lot of changes since then, but it's still an important source of credit for car buyers and beyond, and it's seen as key to the rescue of GM. And so, the Treasury Department has reportedly decided to bail out GMAC with $7.5 billion, a deal that's expected to close today. If that sounds familiar, that's because Treasury gave GMAC $5 billion back in December. Today, New York officials try to settle a dispute over financing for the three buildings to replace the World Trade Center. The developer, Larry Silverstein, wants more money from the public agency that owns the site, but the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey worries there won't be enough demand for that office space. Ashley Milne-Tite has our story.
Right now, the vacancy rate in Lower Manhattan is about 12%, but one survey predicts that within 3 years, it could rise to 20%. Bob Yarrow is president of the Regional Plan Association. He says it's not surprising Larry Silverstein hasn't had much luck raising money.
The banks have said, in the nicest way, come see us when you have some tenants, and he doesn't have them. And so what he's done is he's gone to the Port Authority and has asked the Port Authority to bankroll these buildings.
The Port Authority says it'll help with just one building. Yarrow says one idea under discussion is to build just a few stories of each tower for now and fill them with retail for the expected hordes of tourists.
It gets the site completed and functional and opens it up to the world and then sets the stage for whatever happens next.
He says the towers could be finished when the economy recovers. Meanwhile, he says the Port Authority should focus on public infrastructure at the site, including building a transport hub. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Congress takes up a major aviation bill today. Supporters say it will help save lives. The European Union opposes it, claiming it's actually designed to save American jobs. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
The U.S. Federal Aviation Authority currently inspects foreign aircraft repair stations once a year. A provision in the new bill will increase that to twice a year. In future, if a foreign repair station has not been inspected twice, U.S. airlines won't be able to use it. American labor unions back the bill. They argue that many foreign countries are not as rigorous as the states when it comes to safety. But the European Commission says the bill is pure protectionism. Kieran Daly of Air Transport Intelligence.
About is making it difficult for U.S. airlines to find approved overseas maintainers of the aircraft so that the work would have to stay in the state.
If Congress passes the bill in its current form, the European Union says it will pull out of a pending international aviation safety agreement and it could retaliate with its own safety regulations. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
World markets are down this morning after the Federal Reserve predicted a deeper recession here. The Fed said yesterday it sees the American economy shrinking more than it thought in 2009 and that unemployment will approach 10% this year. Asian markets dropped between 1 and 3%. European markets are off 1.5% to 2%. Yesterday, the S&P 500 fell 0.5%. The Nasdaq almost the same. The Dow lost 52 points. Oil pulled back a little today, but it's still above $61 a barrel, up about 75% since March. Will that stop Americans from driving this summer? Probably not. AAA predicts we'll do more road tripping than last summer because gas isn't $4 a gallon anymore, and there are more travel bargains, and there are a lot more stressed-out Americans who could use a break.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. American Public Media and Marketplace present Hard Times in Middletown, supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
It's been about 3 months since the president signed the stimulus bill. Now some of those shovel-ready projects we've been hearing about, they're actually happening. Tamara Keith takes us to one transportation project in Maryland.
The very first transportation project to get started is a mile-long stretch of potholed road in Silver Spring, Maryland.
I think it's 20 years or so without any maintenance on this road. It's so highly traveled that it was in dire need to be fixed.
Scott Dauphiné is chief engineer on the $2 million project. His firm, American Infrastructure, won the contract. Repaving this piece of New Hampshire Avenue isn't as glamorous as fixing a majestic bridge. But really, this is your stimulus dollars at work. Nationally, resurfacing roads is huge.
It would have been easier if it wasn't so tight, but she can tell.
A crew of guys has coned off a lane and is fortifying a storm drain. Dauphiné says they'll fix 31 of them, along with a bunch of curb ramps, before paving.
Basically, if repaving is sort of the unsexy part of a stimulus package, then this is the unsexy part of repaving.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, this is the, everybody sees the paving and the milling as the big operation, because that's when we have the big machines out here. But this work is absolutely necessary to do before we can mill or pave the road.
And it means jobs. American Infrastructure has 60 people on this project. Before the stimulus came along, 20 of them had been laid off. But the jobs don't stop there. Another contractor employs William Denford. His job inspecting the project is his first work in 4 months.
I like to work, so I was glad when I got the call, but I was just surprised because I couldn't find work anywhere, making decent money.
Denford gives full credit to the stimulus package.
They say I'm supposed to make a paycheck and then go out and spend money to help the economy, but I'm just spending money to live, to survive right now.
No big spending for Denford. Not until he's certain he'll still have a job after the stimulus runs out. In Silver Spring, Maryland, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Finally, French telecom company Alcatel-Lucent plans to announce a new cell phone service today. You sign up, and when you get near one of your favorite stores or your bank's ATM, your cell phone notifies you that you have another opportunity to spend money. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.